All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ticket text coming in on you. Stafford should walk in today and ask to be traded. Defensive coaches should not be head coaches, period. I'm a big believer in that, where the league is, but I'll be told I'm being overly negative. So you're right. Mike, this hire is the organization knowing they don't have a good quarterback. Stafford threw the ball 25 times less than Mahomes, 6 less times than Goff last year. I think the narrative the NFL's a passing league is a misnomer. If anything, I think Bevel will continue to bolster the passing. You know what? I quit. Can I go home? Honestly? Can I please just leave? Because all I do is spend time dealing with dumb. Yes, you're right. He threw it 25 times less than Mahomes. They don't operate in the same offensive scheme, you dullard. Mahomes had 50 touchdowns in a vertical passing, wide open scheme. Do you know how you throw the ball less, jackass? When every pass is 50 yards. I can't sit here and do this. This is why this franchise never has to do anything for you. Because you people are so stupid with this team. Yes, you're right. Stafford only threw it 25 times less. It's all the same. Did you watch the Chiefs play?
Like, they don't watch any other team but the Detroit Lions.
David, I'm sorry. Like, I know it's nasty to call someone you don't know stupid. And I just, all I'm doing is, it's like I'm a janitor and I'm mopping up feces. And the feces is the ticket text. I'm just mopping up feces.
These fans don't know football. I'm sorry. I really don't want to call them idiots, but they don't know football. They don't watch anything but the Detroit Lions and the Super Bowl. That's all they watch all year.
25 less times than Mahomes, David. Yeah. Yeah, you know why Mahomes doesn't need more attempts? Because he's getting like triple the yardage. I just, why? And you know who I blame? I tell you who I blame. Him. Right there. Him.
Oh, no.
Him.
No.
He puts this on there to warm me up. That's why he does it.
It's just one text being positive about the hire. I mean, there's plenty on there. It's
no,
just one.
No. You knew the rationale behind it was feces. Okay.
No, it's just their opinion on it.
Well, their opinion is feces.
Which is fine. I mean,
But Mike, you're okay, Mr. Quarterback. Do you really think that it's a comp to say that Stafford only threw the ball 25 less times than Mahomes, therefore ... You know that logic is flawed the moment it left their lips or their fingertips, but you still put it on air, and I know why. Good for you. To warm me up.
No, we take all feedback. I mean, it's one person being positive about the hire, I guess, because they want to think that they're still going to throw the ball. I mean, that's all.
So you're not addressing what you know to be true.
Mike, it's not a matter if I agree with the personal text or not. It's what somebody's saying. I mean, that's why we agree and disagree.
I'm going to try again. If you know, I'm going to have to explain how stupid they are. Why would you put it on there? Like, look.
That's what I'm saying. Just one person's opinion. I mean, you can disagree with it. That's more than fine.
Okay. You know what? I'm starting to think there might be a brain malfunction with you here. Because you're not addressing the issue. Do you agree it's flawed logic in the ticket text?
Well, it's a different offense, yeah.
Right. So, do you understand that 25 less passing attempts here in this stupid, rinky-dink, conservative offense is a lot different than Mahomes playing in one of the league's best offenses in history? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So,
yeah.
Why would you put something flawed? And I know why you did it. You did it so you could get me angry and I'm a wind-up toy and the people love it. I get it.
No.
Roberto knows what he's doing.
What he's doing.
He knew what he was doing.
He just wants to put the people's opinion. That's all he's trying to do.
He knew what he was doing. He saw the bedpan that was dirty, and he flipped it over on a hospital room floor, knowing I'd be rolling through with my mop. Got to clean up.
You think this is a total passive-aggressive move?
Oh, I think it's absolutely passive-aggressive.
It's all calculated.
I think it's total absolute calculus from Sully.
You guys are really looking into this. I just put a ticket text down there. That's all I did. Someone had an opinion on it. That's all.
Roberto, it's okay. I know what he's doing. Yes, David.
We have someone on the line that wants to calm you down, Michael. Please go to line 6.
All right, we will do so. Oh, my God, help us all. Yes, special caller. Who are we speaking with?
Valenti, it's Mike Tirico.
Oh, Mikey T, how are you, Mike?
Mike, I'm doing okay. It's going to be a long off season. Pace yourself.
Help me, Mike.
Pace yourself.
I mean, Mike. And obviously, you're driving around, Mike.
I listen to this stuff. Yeah, I hear you. Just pace yourself. It's blind passion of incredibly desperate fans. So it's okay. This is the time of the year for complete irrationality to set in. So it's fine. It's okay. Just pace yourself. You got a long off season coming up.
Oh, right? God, what are we, 100 days from the draft? It's just...
Your Spartans are good.
Oh, Mike, please. I'm just waiting until we run into Duke in the Sweet 16 and get roasted.
Hey, as Syracuse proved, Duke is beatable.
I'm going to tell you, you in that damn zone. We'll discuss this when we get you on the pod. So
we will do that. I promise you we will do that.
Mike, I appreciate it. And just remember, 25 yeah. passing attempts between Stafford and Mahomes, that's a false equivalency. Please don't do that.
I know. Look, stats are for losers. I was taught that 25 years ago, and it's so true. Don't make your point on stats. Make your point on what you see, what your observations are. Stats can help lead you places, but don't make your emphasis based just on numbers. That's what I was taught. I'm still living it. I think it's okay.
Thank you for soothing me, Michael.
Okay, just enjoy the rest of your day. What are you on, till 6?
Yes.
you got a long afternoon. Build slowly to what's Nebraska's arena? Pinnacle Bank Arena?
Yeah.
Build slowly to Pinnacle Bank at 8:00. You're fine. Just enjoy the day. Snow's coming. You'll be good.
Thank you, Mike. Michael. We'll speak soon.
I'll talk to you soon.
The best in the biz, Mike Tirico, driving through and listening. I'm glad he appreciated my stress level with this. This is what you people do to me. We have broadcast professionals calling in and attempting to calm me down. Sully got exactly what he wanted.
There's no hidden motive, my friend.
Oh, baby. Watch State lose to Nebraska tonight. It'll be a spicy one.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Ticket text coming in. Stafford can't grasp a complex offense. He can't read defenses, doesn't attack blitzes, best in play action with one or two reads. I mean, Jeff, it's a fair point. And how about this? You want a real comparison I would make. What about Stafford and Matt Ryan? Matt Ryan had the best year of his career when 35 or 36% of his passing attempts were off play action. I mean, that's when Kyle Shanahan was there. Elite play caller. But what did they do? They ran the hell out of the football, and they made it so that when Matt Ryan was going to throw, a little over one of every three passes he threw was off play action. Distinct advantage. You want another comp? Jared Goff. When the Rams were at their best, certainly Cooper Kupp was healthy, but when they were at their best, it was with the deep play action and Goff throwing those balls, you know, those deep crossing routes, the deep posts, long developing stuff. If you want to sell me that that's what you're going to try to bring here, I'm fine. It's why I haven't panned the hire. But I also do believe your head coach is not Sean McVay. And your play caller isn't Kyle Shanahan. You got a defensive-minded guy here who wants to run it and wants to win that TOP. I think that's a factor. Very nice of Mike Tirico to call in. Lovely. I'm calmer. I'll go to the phones. That may change, but I'm calmer. 248-539-9797. 3:00, Sully actually is not calm about something else. Sully's very upset about something that happened locally last night. We will bring him into the fold at 3. We'll get your phone calls next. A lot to do on a big Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.